Hi there. The word for you today is on dealing with church conflict. In Matthew 5 verse 9 we read, God blesses those who work for peace. Dr. Gary Fenton says, church conflict is a lot like championship wrestling. Not nearly as painful as it looks. As a leader, you need to recognize the difference between these three things, okay? Number one, disagreement and conflict. Number two, reconciliation and resolution. And number three, being peaceful and being a peacemaker. Let's look at each of them. Number one, you've got to recognize the difference between disagreement and conflict. Conflict exists when a group is stuck and can't make a decision. For example, two strong-willed church committee members had a spirited discussion, and the following morning, a concerned young pastor met with them to iron out their differences. He asked them if they were ready to make a decision, or if their heated debate the night before had stopped them from moving on. After due consideration, both conceded that while their discussion the previous night had resembled a street fight, it was more like TV's Jeremy Kyle show, good theater. But the participants didn't quit when things got heated. Number two, you've got to recognize the difference between reconciliation and resolution. Resolution is about coming up with answers. It's about bringing people into relational unity, but not necessarily into agreement. The fact remains that while some issues will never be resolved, they can still be reconciled. It's in the process of seeking resolution that you learn to compromise and find middle ground so you can continue to work together. Okay? And number three, you must know the difference between being peaceful and being a peacemaker. A pastor who refused to get involved in church controversy was a constant no-show at church board meetings, and he justified his absence as, quote, the desire to be peaceful. Hey, being peaceful and being a peacemaker aren't the same. Peacemakers don't sit on their hands. They're willing to get into the thick of things and try to reconcile the parties. They're risk-takers who are willing to enter the fray with an expanded heart. That, my friend, is why the Bible says those who work for peace will be called children of God.